consecrating the holy name is to consider the glories of the holy name to be imaginary. This means to consider that the pastimes and the stories given in the scripture, especially glorifying the potency of the holy name, are difficult for a faithless person to accept. Just like the Ajamila's deliverance, about how Ajamil was sinful throughout his life by keeping a prostitute in his house and by taking away his wife and parents, and he begot 10 children in the womb of the prostitute. But even such Ajamil, by reciting the name of Narayana once, he was at once delivered from the clutches of death. One may wonder how, by simply reciting once the name of Narayana, one can be delivered from the death, or from the Yamapash. But in the very same section, the Vishnudutta say, how to speak of Ajamil, even one who sets fire to the same house where he lives in, or one who murders his brothers, or one who elopes with his guru's wife, or one who administers poison to his relatives and friends. And there are a long list of items given like that which are even not worth mentioning. Even anybody who has done all such activities, by the chanting of the holy name, his heart can be transformed completely. Just as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they transformed the hearts of Jagai and Madai, and they made them into great acharyas, Vaishnava acharyas. So this is the potential of the holy name, and it is not just for the sake of story that these glories are being sung in the scriptures. Actually, holy name has the potency to evaporate all the sinful tendencies in the heart of a conditioned soul, just like the sun has the tendency to, sun has the ability to evaporate urine and stool without personally getting contaminated. So one has to develop a childlike faith in the stories about the holy name. Like we hear the story of Vibhishan sending his two messengers across the ocean by giving them the holy name covered in a pocket. Or we hear holy name stories about Hanuman building the bridge of Setu Bandhabai, simply writing the name Ram and the stones and floating them on the top of the ocean. So there are many pastimes explained in the Shastra how, by saying Haram, the man who was passing stool and hit by a boar, he got liberated. So this kind of pastime should be heard with great respect and reverence, and should be remembered with great faith. Then when one recites the holy name, one will chant the holy name, understanding its potency. The Shastras don't say these stories just because they may develop faith in them, but the Shastras declare the potency of the holy name through these pastimes, which are real histories of evidence to the consequences of chanting the holy name. What cannot be done by Jnana Yoga or Ashtanga Yoga or any other yoga has been done by the recitation of the holy name many, many times in the past. That's why in Yamaraj, in his verse, he says, Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnu Jagan Mangalamam Hasam Mahatam Apikavuravya Vidyai Kantikanishkritam. So he says how the holy name has the ability to purify the whole world. That is the ability of the holy name. That's why the Srimad Bhagavatam concludes with the famous verse on the holy name. Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranama Dukkha Shamanastham Namami Harintaram. So when one utters the holy name in this way, then the holy name takes effect very fastly. That is why this part of Bhakti Yoga is for the Shraddhavan. Shraddhavan Janahe, Shraddhavan Janahe. So that is why the 10 offenses against the holy name contain many offenses which talk of the faith aspect. And this first offense especially talks of the faith in the glories of the holy name. Harinam Prabhu Ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances.